1 Peter 2:24 says, by his stripes, I'm healed. I had this pain in my knee. One morning I woke up. It was on a Tuesday morning. I want to say Tuesday morning. Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning. I'm like, man, why in the world is my knee hurt? I mean, it hurt bad. I got up and I wobbled. I'm like, man, what's going on? I said, you know what? I'm healed. Went to work. My leg was still hurting. I wobbled at one more. Man, what's going on? I mean, right here. I mean, a hurting pain. I said, nope. I'm healed. Got home, went to bed, whatever. Got up the next morning. It wasn't hurting as bad, but, man, I bent my leg moving. Man, that thing, wait a minute. Oh, no, I'm healed. I was about to say it hurt. You catch that? Oh, wait. I'm healed. That evening, or Friday, whatever day, well, I think I didn't have to go to work that Friday. Whenever it was, hurt me about a day and a half. I was in the shower, whatever, in the bathroom. And I looked, wait a minute. My leg ain't hurt no more. Went away, and I ain't even know when it went away. All I know is I'm healed. I declared it on when it hurt, when I discovered I was hurting. You may not get it right then. So what? It's mine. Healing is mine. Finances are mine, glory to God, for the bettering of the gospel. And I get to keep a little bit. Come on now. I'm going to win 5 people to the Lord this year, or 5 more than I did last year. Come on, declare it. That's mine. I got the perfect group of guys to witness to, too. I've been hunting with them for about 4 or 5 years. They finna get witness to. They talk all kind of crazy stuff out there. I ignore them and go on. But I'm gonna speak up now. 2019, I am dressed for success. And I'm going to go after it. Whether they accept it or not, not up to me. What am I doing? My part. I heard a brother say he witnessed to some folks at a gas station, at the gas pump. Guess what happened? They got saved. What if he decided, man, I got to get to the house. I got my wife and baby at home. Mm-mm. Come on now. What's yours? What's yours? Declare it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm about done now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to, Proverbs 10, we say this is on our paper, Proverbs 10, 7, well, it's 22 that we say. But I discovered, listening to Bill Winston, Proverbs 10 and 7 is another good one you want to start declaring over yourself. We're going to read this one. I have some more, but I'm not going to read them all. Psalm 115, 12, and 18, if you want to write that down. Psalm 68, 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. That's mine. You ought to declare it. But let's go to Proverbs 10 and 7. It says, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Which one are you? I just can't remember, man. I just get old. My mind ain't what it used to be. It ain't what the word of God said. See how we say stuff we heard somebody else say just because we heard somebody else say? Then why we not saying what bishops say? Every Sunday. Am I talking to somebody? Why are we so quick to go, oh, no, instead of what the bishop just said? Come on now. My memory is blessed. Why? Because I'm just. What does just mean? I'm righteous. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous, and with favor will thou compass me as with a shield. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see how to tie that together? You got to tie that word together and make it work for you. Do you know I could climb the tallest building in the USA if I had a long enough rope and I knew how to climb? But if the rope ain't long enough, guess what? I can't get up there. What if they gave me all I needed in pieces? I would have to put it together, make sure it's secure, and I still could climb it. The word of God had to be put together in your heart. You have to secure it. You have to make sure it's there and it's ready and available. So when situations come up, you can climb it. Stop climbing up on the back of defeat. Stop climbing on the back of lack. Climb up on the back of righteousness. Let it carry you. Stop riding along what can't get along. And start riding, glory to God, ha, with more than enough. Woo, glory to God. I'm talking to somebody. Stop telling everybody how bad it is. You know, I ain't trying to make no bad confession, but do you know the word but just negated what you just said? Go check it out in the English language. I ain't trying to, but that just canceled out what you just said. Now what you about to say is coming to pass. You better start snatching the good out there and say, it's mine. I receive everything good coming to me. I receive power in my body. I receive power in my mind. I receive love in my heart so I can give it to others. I do what I have to do, glory to God, to get close to you, God, hallelujah. It's mine, glory to God. Come on, Bishop, because I'm about to preach. Glory to God, is mine. You know what I see myself doing? This just to inspire you. I got a text message in 2017 and said, if you could get any vehicle, I'm paraphrasing, what would it be? I had made my mind a long time ago. I have a Ford F-150. I remember the day when I didn't have it, and I so long to get one. And then I got it. And that truck has served me well. Anyway, point being, with all the highway riding I was doing and back and forth, the truck just wasn't quite big enough for what I was doing. So I decided, you know what? I don't need a 350 that big, but I can take a 250. I want a Ford F-250 at the time, brand new at 2017. I stopped by a dealership and I looked at one. Oh yeah, I wanted this color on the interior. They didn't have the outer, but I can have it painted. This is what I want. And I declared it. Do you see me with an F-250 yet? Not yet. Then the God began to get the word to me and share with me, won't you just believe bigger? So I began to see myself, glory to God, I see myself going to the dealership and pick up my 250 and bring a trailer to pick up my 150 to carry home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why can't I have them both? It's mine. Look, that's not a top priority. Don't get me wrong. That's not a top priority. But that don't mean I can't believe for it. Then the guy said one day, he said, how much do you owe in all? I said, well, I got the figure. Okay, it's this amount. Now do what you've been doing. I went and got my bank deposit slip. I filled it out. And I put it up. Guess what I just did? I got the ball rolling. That's mine. I learned that from my sister-in-law. I remember when she first told me that, I went and filled out a $1,000 slip. And one day, the $1,000 came, and I didn't even realize it at the time. Two. Happy New Year. I was supposed to be done. I apologize. I was supposed to be done. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Come on. Come on, stand to your feet and say, it's mine, glory to God. Write down what you got to write down. Say what you got to say. Forgive who you got to forgive. Bless who you got to bless so you can receive what's yours. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to stop there. Hallelujah.